Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Mist Christian Fellowship Ministry. I am your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 619-639-4733 with your comments, questions, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 619-639-4733. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, God in the Mist, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'Em, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. Now, home or house churches usually have 20 people or less. Small churches are up to 100 adults, and parachurch ministries are ministries such as Bible studies, prayer groups, men's and women's ministries that are not churches in and of themselves, but walk alongside the church. We are featuring one home, small, or parachurch ministry each month by interviewing the pastors. We hope that as you hear these pastors tell their personal testimonies, share with us the history and current goings-on at their church, that the Lord will confirm what He has placed in your heart, or it may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no? Uh-huh.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord our God in the midst of us is mighty. Psalm 24 says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory." Hallelujah. And Lord, we welcome you tonight. We thank you, Father God, that you are in the midst. Your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And we thank you, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that as Psalm 24 says, the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And we thank you, Lord God. So that means even games belong to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And oh, we just bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. The games belong to you, and everything that has been dedicated and set apart to you is special unto you because you come into it. And so we thank you, Lord God, that you are even in this tonight and every part of what we're doing tonight. And we give you glory, King of Glory. Hallelujah. We give you glory, King of Glory, Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Even as we start, amen. And even as we start our program tonight, we want to go and listen to a message from our partner, God is Love. We'll be right back. God bless you.
The book God is Love tells us why and how you should love God, love yourself, and love others, enemies included. The author of God is Love is Sylvia Samba. She is an evangelist, an artist, a microbiologist, and she lives in New Jersey. Sylvia says, "It was God's idea that I write this book. I believe he wants me to correct my way of loving others. I'm still a work in progress. I believe that this book helps us to remember the biblical reasons for love in its various forms. I also think that God wants us to realize that love originated with him, and it continues with him. His love lasts for eternity. It will never end. Fleshly love will never compare. God's love is so much greater, and he wants us to experience it to the fullest." God is Love has been featured in the 2013 New Title Showcase Book Expo of America at the Javits Center in New York City, New York. Sylvia Samba was the feature author in the month of June 2013 on BookWorks.com, popular author in the month of June 2013 with PubMatch.com. As you read God is Love, you will see some of the beautiful artwork that the artist Sylvia Samba created. Her passion for art is apparent. Contact Sylvia by calling 908-635-9250 or go to the website where you will be treated to a look inside the God is Love book. Read a chapter and actually see some of the beautiful artwork. You may purchase the book as well as some of the scripture work art posters online at www.scripturework.net.
Well, hallelujah. We are so excited. Glory to God. This is part four of our five-part series with Pastor Randy and Sister Nicole Myers. Now, in part one, they shared their testimony of how they got saved and filled with the Holy Spirit at a young age. In part two, we learned how God combined their passion for playing games and their desire to include the Lord in every part of their lives. We also heard how they met Juanita Bynum and how she prayed for the Let's Have Church game. In part three, we found out what God is doing with Let's Have Church and his awesome plans to take it to the next dimension. We also experienced a miracle. When I was out of town using a public Wi-Fi that disconnected, my computer indicated that there was no internet connection, and yet The show still went on. God is truly in the midst. Hallelujah. So this week, we are so excited, and we are going to play the Let's Have Church game on the air. So there's still time to call your family and friends and tell them to call in and be a part of the fun and prizes. Hallelujah. Now, we want to welcome once again Pastor Randy and Sister Nicole Myers. Welcome.
Good evening. Praise the Lord.
So excited about being a part.
I felt with an introduction like I feel like going on the cloud 10. I'm ready to play the game.
I know.
Amen. Amen. I was laughing at you guys because I could hear you in the background.
I said,
amen, amen, Lord. Move by your spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So tonight,
we were just sitting over here.
You were sitting over there doing what?
I was just sitting over here, bubbling over, getting excited, reminiscing about the last few weeks and how much of a blessing it's been being on the show.
Amen. Amen. Well, it has been a blessing having you all on the show. Amen. We did miss you, Sister Nicole, last week, so it's good to have you back this week with us. We know you were about your father's business.
Absolutely. I was at a showing up anointed boot camp, and I am on fire. So I'm so excited, but I am so excited for being back.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, gee, ever since I met you, you've always been on fire. So, oh, my God, you're just going to be setting forest fires now.
Combustion, I'll tell you.
Yes.
Amen. So we are going to play the game tonight. Do you want to begin with the introduction to kind of give them an overview of the game, or how do we want to start tonight?
Well, absolutely. I want to make sure that we let them know that, first of all, there's a lot of games out there. There's a lot of fun games out there, and there's a lot of Bible games out there. But we want to let them know that they've never experienced anything like Let's Have Church. Let's Have Church is, as we talked about in some of the weeks past, it's the first game that actually combines the fun of an outburst type of a game, the inspiration of some biblical game, but the twist is it has the exciting church folk component to it. You answer church survey questions, gossip, well, I want to give it all away, so they're going to get a chance to get a full sample of all three rounds of the game. But just to kind of give you a snapshot at 30,000 feet, it's a three-round game, and at the end of the game, the player that has the most points wins the game, and, of course, the holy bragging rights. That's the way the part of the game plays at home, but, of course, we're going to be playing it with a little bit of a twist on your show.
And I like how you say holy bragging rights. Because as Christians, right, we can't go around just bragging, right?
Right.
You have to be a holy brag. That, come on now. Amen, amen. So we make our boast in the Lord. Sister Nicole, you were saying something?
Oh, no, I was totally agreeing.
Oh, amen, amen. So now, as we get ready to play the game, you know, we've talked this out before, so we do have some people on the line now. You ready?
Okay.
We're going to pick two people. You ready to start? Amen. Now, I see one person has their number one key hit already. And I'll just say that that person has been saying on Facebook that they're going to win tonight. Hallelujah.
Awesome.
So we know we have one contestant. Say that again, Pastor.
I said somebody's gonna be making their boast in the Lord before the sun comes up.
Amen. 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 So let me just say this. If you're on the line right now, and I see that there's several people on the line, if you would like to play the game, Let's Have Church, press your number one key now. If you would like to play the game, and I'm going to be very nice and not call anyone that does not press their number one key. I'll be nice today. Hallelujah. Okay. So I'll tell you what we have right now is the person who made their boast in the Lord, and that is Apostle Patrice. We're going to open the line for her. So is that Pastor Patrice? I mean, Apostle Patrice, are you there?
Yes, yes, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I've been
Amen.
Listening, God and I say it's going to be exciting.
God bless you. Are you ready to play Let's Have Church?
Yes. I'm excited.
Amen.
We are so glad to be
Amen.
Excited.
Apostle,
all right, now
playing?
What we can do is, now,
go
Uh-oh,
ahead, Pastor Randy.
Okay.
Yeah, not a problem. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. And I'm sorry, Pastor, what's your name one more time? Apostle?
Patrice.
Apostle. All right, well, welcome
yes.
to Let's Have Church, first of all. I'm telling you, this is a hilarious game that is all about us church folks, so you're about to have a great time. What we're going to do is we're going to see if you can get at... We have another person?
No, it's just
okay.
going to have Pastor Patrice right now, and I encourage
gotcha.
The others. We'll just start with her, like as an example, and we'll
Uh-oh.
Encourage the others
Amen.
To press your number one key. But they probably want to see what it's like first. So she's a pioneer anyway.
Well, I tell you, Pastor, I tell you, Pastor Patrice, you're gonna. If you can get the best out of three of these answers, then guess what? You're going to get we're going to get you a prize tonight, all right?
Woo!
All right.
Here we go.
Now,
let's have church
is three different Now, Let's Have Church is three different rounds of play. We have our trivia round, we have our performance round, and we have our Bible and Church Folk round. What you're going to be playing is our trivia round. In the trivia round, I'm going to ask you three different questions. If you get at least two out of three correct, we are going to give you our lovely Let's Have Church Game on the Go pin. Now, our Game on the Go pin is a fantastic gift and prize because not only is it a lovely writing pin, but it also has 20 questions from the Let's Have Church game. So you're going to enjoy it. You're going to be able to write wonderful checks with it for $1 million and more. So that's what you're
Amen.
Going to win if you get at least two out of three right, okay? Are you
okay.
ready?
Okay.
Here is your first question.
Uh-oh.
Which word appears more in the King James Version of the Bible? Is it love, faith, joy, or praise? I'll read it again. Which word occurs more often in the King James Version of the Bible? Love, faith, joy, or praise?
Ay, ay, ay. I don't use the King James Version. Oh, Jesus. Love.
Yes, yes.
Huh?
Love, you said?
Yeah.
That was an applause. You got it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now,
question
number two.
Amen. Well, here is your second question. All right. Which gospel recording artist introduced the concept of choir singing in tenor, alto, and soprano sections? Was it Mahalia Jackson, Shirley Caesar, Dr. Maddie Moss Clark, or Albertina Walker? I'll ask
Yikes.
The question again.
Okay.
Which gospel recording artist introduced the concept choirs, singing in tenor, alto, and soprano sections. Was it Mahalia Jackson, Shirley Caesar, Dr. Maddie Marsh Clark, or Albertina Walker?
Clark.
I'm sorry?
Clark? Was that the third one?
Dr. Maddie Marsh Clark? That is correct.
All right. You got your two out of three. And we are so excited. All right, but you won the trivia round.
Praise the Lord. That's
and you
know,
are
because I didn't know. Praise the Lord.
And you are going to be writing checks with your lovely, lovely pen in no time. Now, a game on the go pen. Now, let me ask you: Do you want to answer the third one just for yucks and giggles?
Okay.
You already won the prize, but this will be just so you know what the third one was and see if you can guess it. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. In a national survey, we asked the question: how would you react if, while you were receiving prayer during a church service, the person praying was in desperate need of a Tic Tac? Which response was most often selected? Would you, A, ignore the smell, B, say, never mind, C, just cover your nose, or D, pretend to fall out? We'll give you those options one more time.
D, I got it, because that's the first thing I thought of. I'd fall out.
Oh, pretend to fall out. I like your moxie, Apostle, but actually the most popular answer was nose.
I didn't
but
hear
that's
you.
Okay. You still. Let's have church. Congratulations.
Wait, say the most popular answer again. I didn't catch that.
Yeah, neither did I.
The most popular answer was cover your nose.
Okay. Those are polite people.
They're going to go down with your nose covered like that. They were being baptized and older there.
Wow.
All right.
Well, that was,
again,
that was wonderful.
Yes. I believe that Pastor Kizzy, I think you said you were going to go ahead and get their information, and we're going to get that sent out to her.
Yes. I have her information, so I can send it to you. And the
Amen.
Pen, I can tell you that the pen is a perfect gift for her.
Yes, you know it.
She collects pens.
This is all prophetic. Amen.
Well, thank you for playing. Let's have church.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's great. And I wanted to get on last week, but because of technical difficulties, I didn't get a chance. But I wanted to say that when was I going to win my game? The Let's Have Church game.
You know, I'm glad you said that, Apostle Patrice. We want to let you know, if you're interested in getting the entire party game, which, of course, we know you are, holidays are right around the corner. You can, if you go online to letshavechurch.com, you can actually order the full party game. It's a lot of fun. Has hundreds of questions, has dry erase board, marker, shouting music timer. It's so much fun. If you go on and you put in today's special code, and I'm going to see if you guys can guess it. Well, I'll tell you out front. The special code is GITM. If you go online and purchase any item on letshavechurch.com and you put in the code GITM, you're going to get 10% off tonight.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, thank you so much, Apostle.
Amen. My pleasure.
Amen. We might have to use you again, so hold on. Stay there.
I'm here.
All right. Amen. So now that the other people on the line have heard the questions, if you press your number one key, you can be the next contestant. So don't be shy and press your number one key. And come on and let's have church. Hallelujah. Amen. So while they're thinking and trying to muster up the courage to come online, I want to tell you that I really, really like those questions. I mean, they were not just, you know, questions that you could just get easily. You really had to think about it. So I like that.
You know, we're so glad you said that, because that, when we developed the game, one of the things that we were truly desiring was to have a game where it didn't ostracize or separate people.
Right.
So many times we played other trivia games, and we love Bible games and Bible trivia games, but when we played them, if you didn't know a lot about the Bible, then usually what would happen is you'd always have that one person in the room that never missed a day of Sunday school since they were 10, and they were 60 years old at that time, and they would be getting all the answers correct, and it just really wasn't so much fun for everybody else because they were like, you know, well, I don't know how to spell Melchizedek, you know, and I don't know, you know, which generation Dan was in before he slew, you know, the person that was the eunuch, you know, so it's not fun, it's just not as fun. So when we put together these questions, we want to make sure that even if you were a Bible scholar, I mean, come on, who knows how many times love appears in the Bible, you know, or faith or praise or joy. And just as a tangent for your listeners, love actually appears 311 times, and this is on the card, which is helpful because you can actually turn these questions into a conversation. Faith appears 247 times, joy appears 165 times, and praise appears 248 times.
Wow. Amen. Well, I did see someone press their number one key, and then they pressed it again. So let me try and see if they're ready to play the game. Hello?
All right.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Are you ready to play Let's Have
Hello?
Church?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, don't be shy. We full of love.
I'm so sorry.
We'll give you some easy ones.
Am I on?
Yes, you're on the
Hello?
Air.
Oh, okay.
Yes. You're
okay.
On the air.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying to do a couple of things here.
Okay.
I think I'm ready.
You want to come back later? You ready now?
No, I'm going to stay on.
Okay. Are you ready to get the question?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you need some more time?
No, I'm ready.
Okay. You want to say
your
name?
Okay,
my name is Catherine Coleman.
I should have said your first name.
Nice to meet you, Catherine.
Oh, nice meeting you guys. Nice hearing you guys again. I heard you the first night.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Okay.
I enjoyed your testimony. Great testimony.
Oh, you know what? God is so good. I tell you, if I wouldn't want to be anything but saved right now. I wouldn't want to
Praise
be anything
God.
But saved.
Praise God.
Well, all right.
And let me just say,
this is
also Pastor Catherine, and I know her. She's my sister.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, God.
So,
we have a whole, it is high calling.
I know.
God in the Midst is a high calling show.
Amen.
Now we've had
nothing but pastors and apostles, right?
We need some evangelists. We need some teachers. And what am I missing? Apostles and prophets. We need some
prophets, right. Amen.
All right, we're ready.
All right, well, Pastor Catherine, here we go. Which title is given to Jesus in the book of Isaiah? Is it Earth's Mightiest Man, Mightier as the Days Go By, the Mighty God, or Good God Almighty? I'll say it again. Which title is given to Jesus in the book of Isaiah? Earth's Mightiest Man, Mightier as the Days Go By, the Mighty God, or Good God Almighty?
the mighty God?
Is it the mighty God? And the answer is? Woo! That is correct. Congratulations. Woo! It is the mighty God. Okay,
amen.
Now you have to get 2 out of 3. So you got 1. In order to win, today you will receive our Game on the Go keychain. So you got 1, so you all you need to get is 1 more correct. And are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. Which popular gospel recording artist's music ministry flourished after a serious injury, preventing him from pursuing a promising career in the NBA? Was it Rex Allen, Donnie McClurkin, Ben Tinker, or Donald Lawrence?
I have no idea.
I'll give the answer. Well, I'll give the answers again. Rance Allen, Donnie McClurkin, Ben Tinker, or Donald Lawrence?
Well, I'll just make a guess because I really don't know. I'll say Rance Allen.
Sorry, Pastor.
It actually was Ben Tinker.
Oh,
we're
Ben.
Sorry. You got, but you, that's okay. You, that means you have 1 right and 1 wrong. This
okay.
Next one, you will have to get right to win this wonderful Game on the Go.
I want my keychain.
So are you
We want to give it to you.
Okay, so here you go. And remember, this is not a regular keychain. This is, again, is a keychain with 20 questions and answers from the game. So here we go. In a national survey, we asked the question, how would you react if while doing a church service, you were asked to take a neighbor by the hand that they just sneezed in? Which response was most often selected? Would it be A, take their hand anyway, B, hug them instead, C, take a praise break instead, or D, pass their neighbor some hand sanitizer?
What's the last one?
Pass your neighbor some hand sanitizer. I'm going to read them again. The choices is take their hand instead, B, hug them instead, C, take a praise break instead, or D, pass your neighbor some hand sanitizer.
Well, I don't know. I would probably just take their hands and just go wash my hand later.
Okay, so that's your answer?
That's
wrong.
No. I didn't get my keychain.
I'm so sorry. It was take a praise break instead.
take a praise break.
I think we should give her a mercy. We're gonna give you 1 more question.
Okay.
Because we know that you want that game keychain.
But you know what, though? Our moderator is Apostle Kizzy. So, Apostle Kizzy, can we give her some favor, some extra favor?
Yes!
All right. Here's the tiebreaker.
All right, here we go. Which part of the armor of God? The sword? The breastplate? The breastplate? The shield.
I'm sorry, you faded out on me. Hello?
Okay. Which part of the armor of God symbolized faith? The sword, the breastplate, the shield, or the helmet?
The helmet?
That's your final answer.
Wait a minute. I know that one.
Is that your final answer?
Yes. No, it's not our final answer.
the shield. It's the shield.
Okay. Yay! That is correct.
We got a keychain with your name on it. Congratulations. congratulations, Pastor Catherine. You are a winner with some favor with Let's Talk Church. Now, Pastor Catherine, you cover all the now. That's it. Everything else is going to be, it's going to be is what it is.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Thank
you. Okay.
Have a blessed night, and thank you for joining in on the game.
Now, for the record, I think that for the question that was with the hand sanitizer, if memory serves correctly, the number two answer was take their hand anyway. So she was close. That's why we said we got to give her some favor. We got to give her a little bit of extra favor here.
Absolutely. Okay. Good. Good. Amen. I appreciate that. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's good. I like that survey aspect. So that really does include everybody. You didn't really have to have any Bible knowledge, you know, to be able to do that, to answer that question. So that's really good. So it includes everybody in it.
That's
I like
why we
this.
Say, if you know church folks, you play this game.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, going back to the part where it said, you know, if you need a Tic Tac in your mouth, you know, with somebody cover their nose, the funniest thing happened with that. Well, I've had a couple funny things happen praying for people. Number one of them was this lady. She was on her deathbed, and I went in. I had fasted, and I went in. She's laying on the bed, you know, almost gone, and I'm praying for her, and I'm going way deep in the spirit, and I'm praying as the Lord gives me to pray it every day. And after I finished, I'm like, I'm almost like sweating, not sweating blood like Jesus, but I mean, I was all in there. And then when I finished,
what?
She said, what? Your breath stinks.
Oh.
You know, and I thought, I mean, these are some of her last breaths. Izzy's like, your breath stinks.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, my God. So I usually carry, like, cinnamon Tic Tacs or something with me, you know. The other thing that happened was.
So, I think you've given us content for the second edition of Let That Turn.
That's a good one.
Choose so we're not. I love that.
That is so funny, right? That's good.
I tell you, it is, it's truly nothing worse. It's just something about, you know, all of the senses, it's like you can almost kind of get past if you're looking at something that's bad, if you're hearing something that just sound off, but something about that sense of smell. It's like if you smell something that's foul and it's not right, not to say that's your breath, but if you smell something that's not right, oh, my God. It definitely is, it becomes an all-consuming thought.
Right, right.
Oh, wow,
right.
Wow. That's okay.
And then a little boy prayed for him. He was like about 5 years old. And I'm, you know, bending down praying for this little boy and everything. And all of a sudden he takes his hands and makes them into a fist, each hand into a fist, if you can imagine this. And then he takes both his fists and puts one under one nostril and another one under the other nostril. And I said to him, I said, Rasheem, I said, what you doing? What's wrong? He said, your breath stinks.
Kids will tell it like it is, will they not?
Right.
You know, I tell you, it's funny, our son, he's 4 years old, and, you know, sometimes in the morning, you know, we have him on his regimen. He gets up, he does his things, and he's learning how to, you know, take care of brushing his own teeth and all that stuff, or brushing his teeth in the morning, of course. And one time he brushed his teeth before I did, and so I hadn't, you know, just hadn't done it. I put it on the at the end of the list, for this particular morning, and I was talking to him, telling him to do something. He had this weird look in his face, and he sniffed, and he said, "Daddy, I smell something." And I said, "What?" He said, "Did you brush your teeth yet, Daddy?"
He said, wow.
"No, but it's definitely the next." Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. I tell you, it is so much, it is so much fun. You know, Apostle, you may want to, in your spare time, and I actually want to encourage your listeners as well, to check out on our website. This sounds like a plug, but it's really not this time. On our website, we have a new link called Top 10 Bloopers. And when you click on that link on letshavechurch.com, Top 10 Bloopers, you'll actually see a list of all of our top 10, our favorite top 10. We have our top 10 favorite bloopers, our top 10 favorite blogs, our top 10 favorites, just a number of different things. And we have some of the funniest YouTube clips, the ones that are wholesome yet hilarious. That's our phrase, wholesome and hilarious. So
yes.
If your listeners ever want to get a laugh in crying, I mean literally, sometimes I would just go on the website just to click on all 10 of
absolutely.
Them, and I am in tears laughing by the time I get to the number one church folk blooper.
Wow. Amen. Well, that sounds like fun. I need to go in there and listen to that. Is it a video or it's audio?
Oh, video. They're all videos. Our website is interactive, so it's not just about buying the game. We encourage people to go online. We have free giveaways on our website. We have a video game, not video game, but a game bit on the website. First thing you see when you log on. We got our top 10, as we mentioned, our top 10 church folk bloopers. So it's and top 10 blogs. It's really something that's just designed for people to have a good time. In fact, one of my favorite parts is when you click on top 10 bloopers, you'll see all of our top 10 lists. And under our top 10 blogs, one of the blogs is called Riddle Me This. And when you click on that blog, it has 100 different mind-bending riddles that you really have to think about, and you're like, you know what? I just don't know the answer to that. Like, do we have time for me to give you one of the riddles?
Sure.
Okay, here's one. I hope I say it right. Okay, there was a bus driver that went past a red light, made a left-hand turn when he was not supposed to make a left-hand turn, made a right-hand turn when he wasn't supposed to make a right-hand turn, and went too fast. Yet he passed the police officer and didn't get a ticket. Why didn't he get a ticket?
He was in a parking lot?
Wasn't in a parking lot.
Okay.
He was on the road.
Okay.
One more guess. For the record, I didn't. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm gonna make my vote to the Lord. I actually did. This is one of the few ones I did get. That's probably why I remember.
Okay. Okay. Read it one more time, and then if I don't get it, tell us the answer. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going from memory. So there was a bus driver. He was on the road. And he passed. Passed a red. He ran a red light. He made a left-hand turn when the sign said no left-hand turn. He made a right-hand turn when the sign said no right-hand turn. And he did all of this in the presence of a police officer and did not get a ticket. Why didn't he get a ticket?
Okay. Why?
Because he wasn't driving. He was on foot. The operative phrase was he was a bus driver, but he wasn't driving his bus. He was walking.
Apostle Kizzy, do not worry. He gives these riddles because he's the only one who gets them mostly. You know, somebody thinks like him. No one else thinks like this.
Except for Samson. He was a riddle.
Don't even worry about it. That's something that he just really gets a kick out of.
Okay. Well, Someone texted me and said because the cop was eating Dunkin' Donuts.
That would have been, you know, I would have accepted that answer too. I would have accepted that answer too.
That is funny.
Amen. So, well, you guys sound like you have a good time, whatever you do.
Oh, I tell you, now, we really believe enjoying life and enjoying the life, the abundant life that God promised us. We really believe that we ought to live it to the full, you know, because once you check up out of here, you know, you can't give them praise, the human praise. A live praise under the ground. You know, we're going to be giving some great praise one day when we're in our glorified bodies, but I want to give him some praise now, and I want to enjoy the life that he's given. So,
Amen. I'm getting text. Now, that last text about Dunkin' Donuts, that came from Apostle Patrice. She's texting me while I'm on the air. And she's like, more games.
We're ready. We got our next up. We got our last trivia question, actually, our last trivia set for the day before we go to the next one.
Okay.
Yeah, and then after that, we'll go. Yeah.
Okay. Well, she has her number one key pressed for anybody else to do it. So, shall we go back to the apostle?
I say let's go back. She got the pen, so maybe she wants to try to put a keychain.
Yay! Don't tell us, good one. Now I'm probably going to mess up. No. Okay. Holy Ghost, don't fail me now.
She sounded
okay.
Excited.
Go.
All right. Well, listen. This one's mine, so I'm ready to go. Are you ready? I'm gonna say like T.D. Jakes. Get ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Here is your first question. Which weather type is not mentioned in the Bible? Is it rain, snow, sleet, or hail? Which weather type is not mentioned in the Bible? Rain, snow, sleet, or hail?
Sleet.
You win!
I was good?
That was
good. Okay, because I'm going in and out.
That
I wasn't
was
hearing. Oh.
Yay. That was sweet. So, okay, number one. Now, here's the second question. You're doing good. You're making great leeway. Which African American?
Wait a minute. We're going in and out. Okay.
What's that?
Go ahead. I want to make sure I'm hearing you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I don't want to miss it now.
Which African American gospel recording artist was raised by Caucasian parents in a Hispanic church? I'll say that again. Which African-American gospel recording artist was raised by Caucasian parents in a Hispanic church? Was it Larnell Harris, Israel Houghton, Donnie McClurkin, or Kurt Carr? Was it Larnell Harris, Israel Houghton, Donnie McClurkin, or Kurt Carr?
Ooh. I'm thinking. I'm just going to go with my first instinct, Israel.
That's your final answer?
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no.
Father Patrice, you are now the proud owner of a lucky Let's Have Church keychain, which has its own unique 20 questions in it. So now you have to 40 questions that you're going to have to be able to pray with your friends and your family with your mask.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo!
It's a good thing to have Chapman came on. I'm sorry. It's going on. I'm going in and out. I apologize. I don't mean to talk over you. Can you hear me?
No, that's okay. We're glad.
Let it go. Hello.
It went very well. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
The blood of Jesus.
We can still hear you.
Oh, okay. I don't know. It must be my earpiece, Daisy. But it's a good thing Pastor Catherine came on, because otherwise I was really going to clean up. One
you
time.
Know, now, for Justin Bieber, I want to give the last question of the trivia round. Maybe both of you kind of go head-to-head on this one. See who gets it. This is not for a prize, just for yucks and giggles, okay?
All right, okay.
When a national survey, we asked what...
Wait a minute, I'm not hearing.
Oh, the blood of Jesus.
I'm not hearing.
Yeah, it kind of went out a little bit. I was going to see if Pastor Catherine wanted to come back on. She had her number one key hit for a moment there. Let me check her for a second.
Oh, wonderful.
So... Okay. In the meantime,
Pastor Catherine?
Okay.
Hello, Pastor Catherine? Okay. If you want to come back on the line, text me. Okay. Take her off. Okay, go ahead and do the Apostle Patrice is on, so go ahead and do the next question.
Okay, in a national survey, we asked 100 Christian women, other than being a Christian, what is the most important marital trait for a man to have? Which response was most often selected? Money, looks, good credit, or sensitivity? I'll ask that again. In a national survey, we asked 100 Christian women, other than being a Christian, what is the most important marital trait for a man to have? Which response was most often selected? Money, looks, good credit, or sensitivity?
I know what I would say, but I'm going to say they answered money. Good credit? Good luck.
Oh no! But you know, I take that back. I guess you couldn't be wrong, because that's your opinion. So we take that back. That's actually right. You get an applause for that one. But the actual national survey answer was sensitivity. Sensitivity.
Well,
and
see,
what people have
to
say the blanks on it. Who's that? Is that Apostle Kizzy or Apostle Pastor Patrice said they would have said that?
I would have said
say,
that,
wow.
Sensitivity. I would have said sensitivity, but I said most women ain't going to say that, so I went with the money thing.
You know what their reasoning was? Their reasoning was if he's sensitive to my need, then he'll go out and get the money. He'll go out and fix his credit. And, if he ain't got good looks, at least he'll get a fade or something like that.
Wait, if he doesn't have good looks, at least he'll get a what?
Just keep his hair cut. He's the best he can.
Oh, a fade.
What's it called? Doing
a
the
fade
best
haircut.
I can. with what I get, God can take a little and turn it to a lot. Well, some brothers better sing that song.
Amen. Amen. Well, I think, Pastor Catherine texted me, so she wants to come back on. So maybe for the next two rounds, maybe they can play with each other. I don't want to say against each other.
Play together.
Yeah.
That sounds better.
That would be pretty fun. Yeah, that does. That sounds real fun.
Amen. Pastor Catherine?
Okay. Well, once you come back on.
Can you hear me? Yes.
Hello?
We hear you clearly. Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay. So Pastor Catherine is on, and Apostle Patrice is on, and so we have some more questions, right?
Yes.
Hello?
Okay. Yes.
Yes, we're still here.
Okay,
okay,
here we go.
Now, this is the next. Okay, now the next round is our performance round. Now, in the performance round, what we're going to do is we have, you both are going to have 10 seconds to say, to guess the phrase. You know what, because we have both of you on, we'll probably do it a little bit differently now. What we're going to do is we're going to give you clues to guess a Bible phrase. I'm going to give you one, and then Nicole is going to give the other one one. So which person do you want on your team, honey?
I will take Pastor Catherine.
Okay, so we got Pastor Catherine on one team, and then we have Apostle Patrice on the winning team. I'm going to take Apostle Patrice.
On the winning team? What is that?
On the winning team. Wow. You're declaring
I like that man already. You know what? Pastor Catherine, we bind that spirit right now in the name,
in the name of Jesus.
The man is prophesying, okay? The man is just prophesying. You don't have to bind nothing.
All right. Here we go. Now, this is how we're going to do it, Apostle Patrice. I'm going to give you as much time as you need. I'm going to be recording your time, and I want you to guess the phrase that I'm trying to get you to guess. All right? I'm going to record the amount of time that it takes you to get it, and if you do it in a faster amount of time than Pastor Catherine, then you're going to get an extra pin or keychain. Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Now, I want you just to shout out the answer. Don't worry about what I'm saying because I'm going to be talking, but I'm also listening for the answer. Can you hear
me?
Okay. All right. We're going to start now. Okay, Jesus wore this on the cross. They pressed it on his head, and it made him bleed. What was it?
Crown.
That's the first.
I got it.
Roses.
Okay.
Thing? What is it? What did you say?
Crown of thorns.
There you go. All right. It took you 18.9 seconds to get that. All right? Good job.
Okay.
All right. Put your hands together for the apostle.
Yay!
Go, Catherine. Go, Catherine. Go, Catherine.
Now, that was wonderful. However, now, Pastor Catherine, now we got to show them how it's really done. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I'm going to give clues, and you just see it. I'll be listening as well. Okay, we're ready to go. Ready? Let's go. Okay. God said this, gave it to Moses when he was coming down from Mount for the people. What is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9?
Tablet.
But what did he give them? What's on it? What's
the Ten Commandments?
Yes. Oh.
Now, I want to say that the was wonderful. You did a fine job, Pastor Catherine, a fine job. But when I have to look at two times, I see one is 18.9 seconds and another is 19.4 seconds, and the time that was more speedy, or might I say expeditious, would have to have been the illustrious Apostle Patrice.
Sorry, Pastor Catherine. I love you.
That's okay. That's okay. You know, it takes a second to get into the groove, but that is okay. You still did fantastic.
Okay. Yes, you did.
Amen.
Yes, you did. I will not take from you. Okay, and you know what we can do is for this one, why don't we do the best out of three?
Okay.
Why don't we do the best out of three? So that one, Apostle Patrice, that's the point for that one.
Give her a hard one. She,
okay.
Give her one that's real hard because she's an apostle.
Oh. Oh. I'm cheering you on. That ain't nice. Bring it on. It's the Holy Ghost. Don't fail me now.
I'm just kidding.
I love you.
I love you too. I might I even know. Let you win. I might let you win.
I'll let you win. It's all right.
No, I won't. No.
Here we go. All right, now it's your turn, Apostle Patrice. Now, I need you to flow with me on this one. Now, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the clue, and once I give you the clue, we're going to stop the time once you get it right. All right?
Okay.
Here we go. I'm going to start now. Two fish and
two loaves, five loaves, bread.
There we go.
That was too easy. That was too easy.
That's what you're trying to do.
You know what?
Don't tell nobody to do my prophets no harm.
The piece of my teacher.
The thing is, we're pulling the cards randomly, so we really don't know what we're going to get. And so he was able to pull the five loaves, which was rather easy. However, that's okay. Pastor Catherine, are you ready?
I'm ready.
The Holy Spirit help you on that one. Let's know what that is. All
right,
Pastor Catherine, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Ready, go. Okay, Jesus told John to do this, and he said, come to me. Well, he told him to do something. And it was on the boat, and he came off of it. What did he tell him to do?
Walk on the water.
Yes.
Woo! All right. Yay! That was great time. Right. Good job, Pastor Catherine.
Hold on. Let me finish. Pastor Catherine, that's okay. You got 13.2 seconds.
Woo!
And Apostle, did okay. You got 6.4 seconds.
6.4?
In other words, Patrice won that round, too.
Nope. All right.
Watch out.
Tie break.
That's what happens when
we kind of,
you know what?
Now, we're just having fun. So I'm going to leave this one up to you, Apostle Patrice, since you're up by... You know, you have two prizes here. I'm going to leave this up to you. Now, I'm looking at your next card. Now, you won because you got the best. You got two out of three. But I'm looking at your next card, and it's kind of tough. I'm looking at Pastor Catherine's next card, and hers isn't all that hard. Do you feel bold enough to say that if she gets the next one right, then she gets this prize for this round we just played?
Sure, why not?
All right. I love a challenge. Okay. Now, I'm going to give you the best hit that I can. I'm going to try to pitch you a ball that I believe you can knock out of the ballpark. But if not, we're going to work with it. We're still going to make it happen. All right?
Okay.
Are you ready, Apostle Patrice?
I'm ready.
Let me set the timer here. All right. Here we go.
All right.
The Bible says that this is the root of all evil.
Oh, my goodness. Holy cannoli.
Okay, this is cash. Another word for cash. Another word for coin.
The love of money.
Dollars.
The love of money. The love of money.
Damn. 1 second. All right. That's not bad. Okay, 17.1 seconds.
It's beautiful. But that's okay. Pastor Catherine, are you ready to redeem? You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right, here you go. Now, I need you to really get into the flow because we're going to make this happen. Okay, you ready? Go. Okay, oh, blank, 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 all you people, and shout out to God with a voice of triumph. Another word, What is your fingers?
Hands.
And
what am I
seeing? Yep, your hands. Okay. That's part of
hands.
It. Okay. Yes, clap your hands.
Woo! All right. That was a...
I'm telling
her. Wait a minute. I still don't understand what you were saying, though. I still don't understand what you... What? Say that again.
I was saying blank, 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 all you people, and shout out to God with the voice of triumph.
Oh, okay. Clap your hands, all you people. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Is that right? Clap your hands?
She
needs another question. She needs another question. Come on.
Oh, okay. Just give it to her. She can have it. Because I love her.
Now, you know the cool thing about James is when you play the actual game, you have cards. There's a very much coveted card called the favor card. So anywhere throughout the game while you're playing it, if you pull the favor card, you automatically get the point. So if we had been playing the real game, you know what? I just – my bone, sister, Pastor Captain, that you might have gotten the favor card, but, you know, you got to get the game.
You don't know me. I would have got the favor card. Favor ain't fair.
So do you have – so do you have – do you – The answers that you have are, you have like the number one answer, number two answer, or are they just the wrong answer?
For the question round, the first round that we played, we just have the number one answer. For the performance round that you just played, you're just acting out Bible phrases. And actually, it's when you get the game and take it home, it's even more fun because not only do you act out Bible phrases by speaking it like Nicole and I just did, but you also can pull cards that tell you that you have to get up and act out the Bible phrase, or you have to get the dry erase marker and dry erase board that comes with the game and draw the Bible phrase. So
there's
a lot of different dimensions of the game. You get a whole lot of fun. It's definitely a party game that's good whenever you have church people together, or even non-church people together, because as you can see, you know, as a church person, if you pull the card, let's say, for instance, one of the cards is a do it, which means you have to act it out. The phrase in the Bible is blow the trumpet. But guess what? Even if somebody's not in the church, they know how to act out blow the trumpet, and they're going to start having a good time. And like the testimonies that we told in times past, once you start playing this game and you have people that don't go to church having a good time, you have totally broken the ice for them to possibly come out and play the game. I'm sorry, for them to come out and go to church with you once they see that you can have a good time playing something that's a Christian game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know what I was just thinking about? And Pastor Catherine, I was thinking of your church in particular. Sometimes, you guys, you know, come together and you have dinners and everything. But there are some times when people have birthday parties and you go, I've seen you guys go off of the church premises because they want to play certain games. You know, not bad games, but they want to do that. So, you know what I'm talking about. And don't have it on the church premises. But with this, you can play this in the, you know, in the church hall, you know, and have a good time doing that there.
Am I still on?
Yes.
So the game are the three types of questions that you asked tonight, right? What did I hear? I hear about artists, and then I hear a scripture from the Bible, and what was the other one? What was the first
survey?
One?
The survey question.
Yep, you have.
So, yeah, right, the survey
the church
question.
Church survey?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
No, all in the first round, the question round. Then the second round, those are all the three different types of questions that are in the question round, which is the slow round. That's where people are talking and kind of fellowshipping and saying what they would say or what they would do. Then the second round is the performance round. That's when you have to get up and act out the Bible phrase. Then the third round, the final round, is the one that you guys haven't played yet and are going to play in a second, where you have to tell whether or not the phrase on the card is in the Bible or if it's something the church folks say. That was my segue into seeing if you guys wanted or were ready to play the third round.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm ready.
So now we have another person who has pressed their number one key, and she's been very patient. It's been like 12 minutes. So the other person, of course, is another pastor, and it's Pastor Mom. So we're going to open up her line, and she can be in for the last round, Bible versus church, folks. Let me ask you, Pastor Mom?
Okay.
I wasn't going to come on, but you're having so much fun, I thought I'd switch number one. It's really a lot of fun. I've been listening.
Oh, you're just listening. You didn't mean to press number one.
Yeah, I meant to press number one, but I don't know if I can answer, but they may have one that I really know.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes it was cutting off when they do the questions. My phone was kind of cutting off that.
Okay. All right. So I'm just going to leave your mic open so you can be a part of this last round.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Go
now,
ahead.
We've already come up with a way for all three of them to play. So do we have three contestants on the line at the same time?
Yay!
Yes. Yeah,
all
they're
right.
all on the
all
line
right.
at the same time.
All three. Okay, we don't have anybody else out there that hit one, I'm assuming.
No, these are the bold ones who pressed their number one key.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. What we want to do is we're going to give all three of you three questions. And, you know what, before I say that, Apostle Kizzy, are you keeping track on who's getting what?
No.
Who's won what?
Well, I think both of them already, Pastor Catherine and Apostle Patrice, I think they both get a keychain and a pen.
No, I just get the keychain.
Okay. Oh, so.
Okay.
Yeah, Pastor Catherine got the keychain. Pastor Apostle Patrice, you got a keychain, a pen. That's it. We didn't find out what you wanted for your third prize, a keychain or a pen.
Who?
Me?
This is for Apostle Patrice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I get another one?
You do your shopping now. You're going to be ready to be able to give some gifts away.
Give Mama my third prize. You want a keychain or a pen?
No, a keychain or a pen. Keychain.
Keychain?
Keychain, all right.
Okay, can I do that?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Oh,
and
okay,
Pastor Mom
can have my keychain.
Pastor Mom, okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
And
now,
okay,
before you do that, I wanted the website
something?
Again. I wanted the website again before he starts.
Absolutely.
Oh, let's
the
have
website is www. Yes.
Go ahead.
And you want to check it out because there's a lot of fun stuff there. You even have, we're really encouraging folks to check out our interactive links, such as our top 10 church bloopers. It just has some very hilarious and wholesome bloopers that we do in church from time to time. And it's so fun. You just go on the left, far right-hand side, click on top 10 bloopers, and just enjoy. We can almost guarantee you're going to be laughing to the point of tears. I was literally just looking at my phone in the bed the other day, and I was in tears laughing. Woke up my wife. Okay, here we go. What we're going to do
sorry,
is
yeah.
each one of you – No problem. You need it again?
Again?
Do you need the website again?
I didn't hear.
Okay.
All right. I didn't hear anything.
Lester hasn't asked the question yet.
Oh, okay.
Pastor Randy.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. All right. Each one of you are going to have three questions as to whether or not the phrase on are going to get three cards. And your job is to tell me whether or not the phrase this card is in the Bible or if it's something that church folks say. If it's in the Bible,
yes.
Just say Bible. If not, say church folk. Now, if you get it correct, you have to get all three of yours correct in order to get a prize this time, okay? You have to get all three correct. If you get all three correct, then you get your prize. If you don't get all three correct, then we're going to be praying for you. If you don't get any correct, you might just have to go down to the altar this Sunday, okay? I'm just kidding, of course. All right, here we go. So, Apostle Patrice, I'm gonna stick with you since we had you before, okay? And then,
okay.
Nicole,
I'll do Pastor Catherine.
Okay.
And then also we gotta do Pastor Mom too.
And then we'll let Pastor Mom choose who she wants to do her. All right. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I can go first.
Okay.
This Pastor Catherine.
Okay, here you go.
Does Mom want to go first?
Okay, yeah, let Mom go first.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay, Mom, do you want Nicole or do you want me to read your question?
Read your question.
Okay, here we go. Is this phrase Bible in the Bible or is it something that church folks say? Here we go. Laughter is good for the soul, Bible or church folks? Laughter is good for the soul.
That's what church will say. Church will say.
You got it right.
Yay! Yay! Right. Go, Mama. Go, Mama. Go, Mama.
Here is the second one. Money answereth all things. Bible or church folks? I read it again. Money answereth all things. Bible or church folks?
Church folks. Church folks say.
Oh, no. Sorry, Pastor Mom. That is found in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19.
Okay.
We're going to give you another one, though, because you passed the mom. So let's pretend like that one didn't happen. Here we go. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Bible or church folk?
That's Bible. That's a two-player song.
Mm-hmm. There you go. You got that one right. Okay, that's going to replace that one. Favor. All right, now here's the last one. You got to get this one right to get your prize. God is not a man that he should lie. Bible or church folk?
That's the Bible. The Bible says that.
Yay!
You have won your prize.
Congratulations.
Right. So what we're going to do, Pat, do a lovely pin to go with your keychain so you have the full penny keychain set.
Oh, all
right?
Okay.
All right. Congratulations.
I will miss you.
Say that again, Pastor.
What's
Mark?
That?
I said, I was listening with Father, and I'm happy that I won.
I'm sitting right here, and I still don't understand what she's saying.
Okay, I'm happy about this. And I was having fun listening, and I'm so glad that I could ask some questions. Can you understand?
Oh, that's
You're happy. Amen. You're happy that you're listening, and you're happy that you could answer the question.
Right.
Right.
And
okay.
Amen.
That's
awesome.
Amen. All right. That's wonderful. Okay. Next is Pastor Catherine. Are you ready for your three questions?
Hello,
Pastor Catherine.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Did you sleep?
Once again. Are you ready? Are you,
no.
Are you ready for your question?
I'm sorry. My
okay.
husband asked me a question. I'm sorry. I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. The first one is, the word of God is quick and powerful. And I'll say that again. The word of God
that's,
is quick and powerful.
Bible.
Is the Bible?
That's the Bible.
Yay! First one correct. Woo-hoo. All right. The next one is, you got to get all three, too, to get this, okay?
Okay.
The next one is, hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Is that Bible or church folk?
I said church folks, I think.
No, Bible.
That is right. Church
folks.
Woo! Correct. Pen or one. If you get this correct, you are taking home. Pen or a keychain. So here we go. Only what you do for Christ will last. Is that Bible or church folk?
Bible.
No, yes, that is a church folk thing. Only what you do for Christ will last.
Oh,
yes. Awesome try, Pastor. But you know, you're not going home empty-handed, though. You're not going home empty-handed because you're already home. And because we're sending you a keychain.
Okay, then.
All right.
I guess I get the people mixed
okay,
up with
now,
the Bible.
Good job, though,
so
Pastor Catherine.
Me.
Good job. Great job.
All right, Apostle Patrice, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Remember, you have to get all three so that you can get your three-part set.
Okay.
The first question, or the first card says, we fall down, but we get up. Bible or church folk? We fall down, but we get up.
It's church folk.
You got it.
I think it's Johnny McCorkin. We fall down, but we get up. And I'm like, I don't know.
Body McCracken, folks. Okay, here's the second one. You're making good leeway. Here's the second one. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Bible or church folk? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Bible.
Good
job, boys.
You let the dog
all
out.
Right. That is correct. What's that? All right. Now, this is the last one, Apostle Patrice. Are you ready?
Yeah.
When praises go up, blessings come down. Bible or church folk? When praises go up, blessings come down.
Ooh,
Bible or church
folk? Holy Ghost. Say it again.
When praises go up, blessings come down. Bible or church folks?
Church folk.
Bible.
It is church folks. You get a
She always get the easy one.
I didn't know you were going to say that.
Not nice.
I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing with that.
Saber ain't fair. It's just not fair.
Well, hallelujah.
You know, we pulled randomly, so it wasn't like it was pulled randomly. So basically, we just got whatever we pulled. So,
see, you know what it is, guys? You know what it is? They don't get it.
What's that?
It was on from this afternoon that I was going to win. You see? You call things out and go, they won.
Right?
So, you know.
And it's all over Facebook.
And I put it just now. And now I put round three. I won that, too. I posted it on Facebook. My daddy loves me.
He was in it to win it. Apostle Patrice, the third prize to be a keychain or a pen?
What do I have? I don't even know. A pen.
You have a pen and a keychain.
Okay. Does that include the one I gave Mama?
That's including the one that you gave Mama.
No, that's not included.
Yeah, but so right now, Mama has a keychain and you have a pen and a keychain.
Pastor Kizzy, what do you want? I gotta share the blessings. Does she have one already?
Me?
Oh,
no, I don't have anything.
So you want a keychain or a pen?
The pen.
Okay, so then I'll take and give her the pen. Her mama get it together.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
So
well, that's why, because you're such a blessing. You bless other people. Amen.
Amen. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Blessed to be a blessing. You're welcome.
And,
thank you.
All right now.
You know what? Now, Nicole and I just had a brief conference, and, you know, the Bible says, given it shall be given unto you. And our pastor right now is just talking about how, you know, you have to, that God gives seed to the sower. And, you know, Apostle Patrice, you've been so giving tonight. You gave folks extra chances, and you just gave your pen away. We have one of our products called the Let's Have Church Hilarious Comedy DVD. It's a program that actually has contestants playing the game show version of the game, and it has a Christian comedian that comes out and co-hosts the program with Nicole and I. We're going to send that one out to you, too. We're going to send that out.
Wow.
We're going to bless you with that.
Thank you. Bless you. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ever ask, think, or imagine. Back to you, in Jesus' name.
Praise God. So you're going to get a keychain and a DVD.
Woo-hoo.
Amen.
Yay, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Now, for those who are interested in purchasing the game, do you give prices on the air?
Yes, absolutely. The cost of the game is $29.95, and with that game, you actually receive you receive 250 church folk playing cards. You receive two dry erase boards and two dry erase markers, a church music timer that actually plays real shouting music. So when during the game, we didn't do it during this one because it's a little tough to hear, but during the game you actually can hear real live shouting music when you play the performance round and the final round. It's so much fun. And then you have the and batteries are included. It's actually a digitally programmed timer piece, so it's a lot of fun. You'll have a great time playing it. So the game is $29.95. If you call in tonight, though, and if you order tonight, we're going to give you and you put in the code GITM. GITM. Obviously, the guy in the middle. Oh, there it is. Yeah, here it is. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Yay.
That's the shouting music timer. That's the shouting music timer. So actually during the game, while you're playing it, you Somebody was having church back there. When you're playing the game, you actually want to... When you're guessing whether or not the phrase is Bible or church folk, you're actually doing it to that beat. So you got to go faster and faster, and it's so much fun. Really, it is, y'all. It's a blessing. All of that is only $30. It's way underpriced. Games that have that much stuff in it usually retail in stores for $40. But we only charge you $30. If you buy it online tonight, or if you buy it on our hotline, 888-553-8742. Again, that number is 888-553-8742. And you give the code GITM for God in the Myth, you're going to get 10% off. So that's $3 off your purse.
Amen.
Amen. Now, can I put that on my Facebook and give them a certain amount of time to do that?
Absolutely.
I know I'm
in
putting
fact,
you on
what
the
we'll
spot.
Do is we'll honor. No, that's fine. Our whole thing is we want to, you know, we're blessed to be a blessing. So what we'll do is we'll honor that code throughout the month. We'll honor that
great.
Code throughout the month. But for those people on tonight, we want to make sure, we want to give you all an incentive to chime in. So if you're on tonight or if you listen to the download, again, put in that code and we'll get you your 10%. We don't want you to wait until the end of the month. Let's do it now. Let's be people of action.
Okay. So even people who listen to the archives,
right?
Okay. So even people who listen to the archives till the end of this month, to the end of October 2013, you can receive the 10% discount by going to letshavechurch.com and use the code GITM. And the phone number that they can call is, you want to repeat that?
Absolutely. It's 888-553-8742. And that's a 24-hour hotline. And if you can't remember it, it's 888-5-LET'S-HAVE-CHURCH.
Woo!
8885 Let's Have Church. Obviously, we're putting all those buttons, but the phone will stop you once you get into it.
It's 888-5 Let's Have Church.
The number 5. You got it.
Okay, I don't get that. 888-55.
The number 5 and Let's. I know, 888, the number 5, and Let's Have Church. But if you want to just, but the actual number is 888-553-8742. That just keeps it simpler because what happens is if you start dialing, it'll cut you off before you get to the end of Let's Have Church, obviously. But for those that need a little bit of extra help remembering, like I do, we always throw that out there to help them out. And that is the actual number. I think once you get to the HA, it'll cut you off, but.
Okay, because I was like, that doesn't go together. But, okay, I understand. All right. So 888-553-8742 is the number. Or online, it is letshavechurch.com. Amen?
Yep, you got it. And we're in our Facebook league.
Yep.
Facebook.com/
Let's Have Church Gang.
Yep, Let's Have Church Gang. That's our fan page. And we actually would like all of your listeners, whether they listen tonight or in the future, to like us on Facebook. Again, it's Facebook.com/ Let's Have Church Gang. We're about to be doing some great stuff. We got an excellent, exciting newsletter coming out. Our website is just recently overhauled and updated. So a lot of interesting things going on in the Let's Have Church family. We want everybody in the country to be a part of it because, remember, our mission statement is for every single Christian household in America to have a copy of this game, two copies of this game. That's one to play and one to give away.
Yeah.
And you never know when an opportunity is going to come to give that second one away, so you got to have two on hand.
Amen. Well, I know I've had a great time tonight. Hallelujah. The game, I mean, I can just imagine this with a bunch of my friends together, or church folks in a you know, like a church fellowship hall kind of setting, or even with teenagers, you know, or all ages. I mean, I don't know if who's the oldest person that's ever played this game, but my mom is 81 and she played it tonight. So you can include her in on your range of people who played the game.
We will definitely add her in the testimony, in our testimonial.
Amen.
In fact, you know,
amen.
It's interesting, Apostle Kizzy. We've had we've literally sold thousands of games, and I would say probably most of, people ask us, you know, do you sell it more to churches? Do you sell it more to youth? Do you sell it more to adults? And it's so hard to say, because usually whenever we sell it, before we know it, the testimonials that come back are coming from all three groups. So the people that bought it for one particular purpose usually end up playing it for all the purposes. So we say this is a game that church folk buy, whatever the category they're in. And people love them. You know, it really encourages us when we get testimonies. So, you know, folks, if they want to email us, our email, by the way, is info@letshavechurch.com. That's info@letshavechurch.com. You know, again, of course, we already said the website, letshavechurch.com, and Facebook and all that stuff. But, you know, shoot us a line. It definitely encourages us and helps us to keep on keeping on.
Exactly. Amen. Amen. So we're going to be right back with Pastor Randy and Sister Nicole to give us closing remarks and to pray. But first, a message from Lord Creation Jewelry, our partner.
The vision for Lord Creation's Jewelry is to bring awareness to the world about children whose lives have been devastated by HIV/AIDS, to raise awareness that so many children have been left as orphans by the disease. These children need a voice and someone to be their advocate. So Lord Creation's Jewelry has teamed up with Joshua Village for Orphans in Kenya and will donate 10% of all sales to assist in the care of the orphan. Lord Creation's Jewelry, designed by Owino Savani, inspired by the Lord, is your source for high-quality, custom-designed, one-of-a-kind necklaces, earrings, and bracelets. This stylish and eloquent jewelry is made of semi-precious stones from amethyst to zebra quartz, as well as magnificent eye-catching Murano glass and lampwork jewelry. Shipping for domestic orders over $100 is free. You may contact Owino Savani at 845-461-5608. Visit Lord Creations online at www.lordcreations.com.
Amen. Now, next Thursday, October the 31st, expect a godly treat as we conclude our five-part series with Pastor Randy Myers preaching the word of God. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah. Amen. Very excited to hear the man of God preach the word of God. I know Pastor Mom, she's been waiting on this all month. When is he going to preach? So, amen. So, and actually, he's really been preaching every chance he gets during the show. So it's just been awesome. So we're looking forward to hearing you, Pastor Randy, on next week.
You know, it's amazing whenever, I'm sure all of us on this call have the same testimony, that whenever, you know, God commissions you and gives you a date and a time to speak, he always prepares you, and it's like the message begins, your life just begins to really point in the direction of that message. So I'm just really looking forward to whatever the Lord is going to say, and I just want to be used. You know, I just want to be used. So I'm looking forward to being used and having a word from the Lord, and us all feasting from the table together.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm looking for, I know it's a good feast, too. You know, some good old soul food and and healthy.
Amen.
So we'd like for you to give closing remarks and also to pray as the Lord leads you to pray, both of you, you know, as we get
Amen.
Ready to close tonight.
All right. Well, first I just want to say, again, we cannot thank you enough, Apostle Kizzy, for really just being led by the Holy Spirit to have God in the midst in the world with so many questionable, borderline, on the fence things that are out there these days that really are giving the name of Christ a bad name. And, you know, and I hate saying it like that, but it really does. Because individuals that are saying, you know, hey, I stand for Christ, but they're doing so many things that are on the borderline, you know. This is a cliche, but it's true. It's a church folk saying, I should say, but it's true. If you don't, you know, if you don't stand for Christ, you'll fall for anything. That's the way we say it. And a lot of folks, they're saying they're standing for Christ, but they really aren't. And they're falling for any and everything out there today. And to have a show that is designed around really, truly bringing God in the midst and bringing godly people in the midst to edify the name of the Lord and to lift up the people of God. We need more of that. And kudos to you, truly. Kudos to you for being led by the Holy Spirit to do this, because we have been blessed. I mean, we're looking forward to Thursday night.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm looking forward to Thursdays. I mean, we can have a very talented day and, you know, working the business and dealing with the rises and falls of entrepreneurship, which are many. But on Thursdays, we can't wait for the clock, you know. So we just want to thank you. We want to definitely say that. And then, you know. And then just a word to the listeners, both present and future, you know, just remember to be encouraged. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on out there in the news. You're seeing a lot of stuff with just what's going on with health care and what's going on in the economy, and I once heard somebody say this, and I feel like it really hit the nail on the head. You know, I thank God that I don't live in man's economy, but I live in God's economy, and that's really true because if we live in the kingdom of God, he said that if we seek that kingdom and the righteousness therein, then everything we need will be added to us, and he didn't say it would be a huge stockpile. Sometimes it could just be day by day. Amen. And I thank God for that, so we just want to encourage the listeners just to, you know, thank God for wherever they are and to be grateful and to know that God is going to help them to make it to the next level, wherever it is, in entrepreneurship, as my wife and I experience, or on the job, or wherever the Lord might find them. Just be encouraged.
Amen.
That is encouraging. And just the dovetail to that awesome comment that my husband gave, I also just want to say thank you as well. Yes, like you said, we have truly enjoyed this. This has just been a wonderful experience, and we're just so excited that we want people to know that there are people out there who are just not only just supporting, you know, your endeavors, but just supporting the whole thing of, you know, couples getting together and really doing something in the name of Christ. And we just want people to be truly encouraged, because this is not something that we just and we're just really excited about doing this, and we want people to just to be encouraged. And, you know, if you have any ideas or thoughts out there and, you know, you feel encouraged to do something, hey, just make that first step, you know, and God will just, he will be there to help you and get to the next step. So, once again, thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it. We really do.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we're so glad. And we're so grateful. We're so thankful, Lord God, for what you've done and what you're doing, Lord God, in the person of Apostle Kizzy. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that there are so many lives that are being touched, hundreds, if not thousands of individuals, Lord God, who have and will download this message and have listened in on tonight, Lord God. We believe that they have been blessed, Lord God. Your word can't go forth and not bring back that which it went out to do, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, that your word has gone forth. Father, every scripture that we said, even on this evening, Lord God, we didn't necessarily say it in the format of a text. We didn't say open your Bibles, but we have said more scriptures, Lord God, over the course of these last 2 hours than sometimes people say during a church service. And we thank you for that, Lord God, and we ask you to get the glory for that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Even the church sayings, Lord God, we realize, Lord God, that some of them are very edifying and uplifting, Lord God. Help us to remember that hallelujah is the highest of praise, Lord God. Help us to remember, Lord God, that when praises go up, Lord God, blessings truly do come down, Lord God. Help us just to keep mindful, Lord God, of the fact that you are truly in the midst when two or three are gathered together in your name, Lord. So we ask you right now, Lord God, just to be in the midst with us on tonight. Keep us safe from harm, hurt, and danger, Lord God. Keep us from dangers seen, Lord God, and dangers unseen, Lord God. Help us to keep our mind stayed on you, Lord God. And we know that if our mind is stayed on you, Lord God, that we have no choice but to be blessed and to be all the better. For you promise that if we think on those things, Lord God, that are pure, lovely, of good report, have virtue, and have any praise, Lord God, then you truly will give us the peace of heaven that you have promised, Lord God, for every man that falls lockstep with that word. We believe, Lord God, that the work is already done, and we ask you to get the glory out of everything that we do. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah, Father God. We just thank you, Lord. We praise you, and we glorify you, and we magnify you, Jesus. Father God, we ask, God, that you help us, that you bless Apostle Kizzy for having this show, Father God. God, we praise you. We ask you to bless her for her efforts, Father God. Father God, as she endeavored, Lord, let her know that her work is not in vain, God. And God, give her double for all the opportunities and all the times that she has worked to do this, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for her endeavors. We thank you, Lord, for the people who came on the show today, God. Bless them, God, for even trying to bring less after.
Yes.
Let them, let their heart feel wonderful and great, just as my husband said, God. God bless the people who are listening on this show, Father God. And we thank you, Father God. We forever give you the praise, the glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We thank you for the Myers in the name of Jesus and all that you're doing in their lives and the Let's Have Church game, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that because that game is born out of you, Lord, out of your instruction, out of your direction, that it shall do great things, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bringing laughter, bringing medicine to people, Lord God, bringing your word. And we thank you, Father, that so many seeds will be sown as people play the game. And we bless you for that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that your glory even comes through the game, Father, in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Father, we ask you to take care of all of their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that your riches are great and mighty. Hallelujah. Amen. Your riches are, you use gold for pavement. Hallelujah. Bless them out of those riches, Lord God. You use a pearl for a gate. Bless them out of those riches, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you own the cattle on 1,000 hills. All the silver and the gold belong to you. Everything that is and was and will ever be belong to you. Bless them out of those riches, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then do exceeding abundantly above all that they could ask or think. And we bless you for it, Lord God. We honor you. Thank you, Father, that they are in good health in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And, Father, we just ask you and thank you in advance right now for refreshing them, for everything that they've gone through over the years, Lord God, to put this together and get this to the place where you want it to be. Refresh them right now. Renew them. Revive them. Restore them right now in the name of Jesus. And we ask for overflow of your anointing in them right now, in them and through them right now in the name of Jesus, that their bones, their muscles, every cell, every organ, hallelujah, refreshed, renewed, and revived, their minds, their wills, their emotions, refreshed, renewed, and revived. Give them that Holy Ghost vitality, even right now, hallelujah, without limits, measures, or bounds, in Jesus' mighty and holy name. And we thank you for it, Lord God, and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And
amen. Fresh, renewed, and revived.
Hallelujah.
And we want to thank you both so much for being on the show. It has been so great. I know we have one more week, but I just want to thank you so much. I wish I could just give you a big old hug right now. Amen. Amen.
I don't know what Thursday, first Cosby, now this.
I know.
Once it ends.
Amen.
No,
Amen. And I want to just thank all of you for joining us tonight, all of you who played the game with us, even the ones who kind of wanted to play but just kind of hung back a little bit. Thank you. Just thank you all for joining us tonight. And we want to continue to thank our partners, Awino Sabani, Lord Creations Jewelry, and Sylvia Samba, God is Love, the God is Love book. And when you have an opportunity, please go to the Blog Talk Radio, God in the Mist website, and listen to this broadcast in its entirety, as well as our on-demand archives. If you are involved in a home, small, or parachurch ministry, please contact us at GITM4God@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. And also, please meet us on Facebook at God in the Mist. Now, one more quick plug for the Let's Have Church game. If you go on www.letshavechurch.com and you put in the promo code GITM, you will get a 10% discount until the end of this month. You can also call 888-553-8742 and request the game and get a 10% discount. Yay! Amen. So good having you tonight once again. And just have a blessed night and know that the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty.
Y'all tell the people them, don't. No?